Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
Live from the Arby's parking lots in Gilbert, Arizona. I can't even make it up. Welcome to the...
We're not eating at Arby's, let's be clear.
We're not eating at Arby's. I will be clear about that. It just happened to be the place that was next door to the Starbucks. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to start the John and Dave show late. So, you know what? It's a mobile version.
He pulled over and I'm the chauffeur.
Yeah, you're the chauffeur.
Basically.
You're driving Mr. Daisy. I'm here for it. Good morning to all of you. Good morning. Good morning, Kim. I hope that Washington
good
is going
well.
Oh, man. Scotland is on. Nova Scotia, Canada is on. Florida's in the house. Yeah, what did you eat at Arby's?
Nothing.
Nothing. I actually, like, I want to know who's still eating at Arby's. Like, because they're actually open. Like, they are
but
a company.
I don't know. Are they?
Open
I'm wondering if they
for
are.
Business.
I can't tell if they're open. I was wondering that when I walked up.
Or is Arby's just like a front? Is it like a money laundering front?
Like
the chicken place.
The chicken place.
Like the chicken place.
Breaking Bad.
Like the chicken place on Breaking Bad.
Okay, I'm driving. John's here.
Let's ask John. Gentlemen, please welcome to the stage the most handsome man we've ever met. Mr. John.
Arby's is still around. Like people,
dude,
there are people that love Arby's.
I'm pulling away from an Arby's in real time. Oz, I got a phone call coming in. I'm not going to take it. I want to talk to you.
Was it Beyonce?
It was actually Rachel Hollis, and I'm going to call her as soon as we are done with this show.
Okay.
We are coordinating children. The first day of school is happening on Tuesday. We want to each participate in making sure these humans look handsome and also get there. And yeah. Can we get back to Arby's just for a second?
Yeah.
This feels
well,
like
people
an
love
thing.
Arby's. People, there's a lot of people. I don't know them, but they love it. There's somebody.
Can I just ask though? Has anyone ever had Arby's and then not had a stomach ache for like a half hour?
Well, you're not supposed to eat all of it.
Some of
it, not all of it. Like not all at once.
No,
you're not supposed to get two of like you don't get like two beef and cheddars. That's too many.
Well, someone's asking what is Arby's. So Arby's is a restaurant whose slogan is "We've got the meats."
Wait, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's
yeah. That's the slogan.
We've got the meats. If you're a company whose slogan is "We've got the meats," then you're a meat selling company. And I'm just saying, it's what they do.
Who doesn't know Arby's? You must have an international audience.
Yeah. You know what? Before you jumped on, there was someone from Scotland, someone from Nova Scotia, Canada. So,
wow.
I mean, like, people are coming in from all over the place.
That is
impressive.
People do
like the curly fries. I'll say that.
Curly fries are amazing. Okay, let's go. This is question-ish, but give me your top three fries from top to, like, third. Or
say,
if you want to say a fry, you'd punch. If you saw a fry that you hate, what do you hate?
So, I do not like – I'll start with what I don't like. So,
okay.
I don't like the fries that have skin on them still.
So name the company.
So
sorry, I'm not here.
Heidi?
Is this a Heidi show? I didn't. I
figured.
I didn't see. Is that she in the illustration? I don't remember her face.
I don't understand what's happening.
I'm gonna be in the illustration next week.
Okay, there you go.
Right. Any, just basically any French fry that has the potato skin on the backside, that is a pass for me.
Okay. Automatically.
Chick-fil-A fry, if they have skin on it, no thank you. If it's the waffle fry, totally fine. But we actually had Shake Shack. Oh, we had Shake Shack yesterday. And we hadn't had Shake Shack I haven't had Shake Shack in a long time. And Shake Shack has some fries that I am definitely here for. But I also
are they
like,
crinkle? Are they crinkle fries?
Crinkle cut. Yeah.
No, crinkle cut. No, crinkle is garbage, dude.
What?
Crinkle, yeah. Like John, the two worst fries are crinkle and steak. Like both, like the big starchy.
Steak. Just, no. Who wants a steak fry? You might as well just have a potato. I don't understand.
No. You're out of your mind, dude. So here's a hot take. I don't think In-N-Out fries are good. I don't.
I agree.
Like, they're not good.
Heidi
like,
agrees with you, John. That's weird.
She's right.
I actually really enjoy it.
No, because you have to eat them within 3 seconds of getting them to actually have them taste okay. And they're terrible.
Yeah, and here's what people say. They go, oh, if you get them animal style. Yeah, anything you cover in chili and cheese is good. That doesn't mean the fry is good. Like, you shouldn't have to add 19 things. To make a fry should show up and be like, boom, I'm a fry. I'm delicious. Like, I show up naked. I'm delicious. Like, I don't want to have to cover it up. So, in my opinion, Five Guys fries are better than In-N-Out Guys fries. That's just what I believe.
I will just say I've never had Five Guys in my life.
What?
What?
I know.
Wow.
Something's wrong with me.
I feel like this is bad parent. Can I get your parents on this call? Because that feels like a bad parenting. I mean, it didn't exist when they were parenting you, but they're still parenting you.
I mean, like, I've seen one once when I was here. There's some here in Arizona. I don't think there's any in Texas.
There are 100% Five Guys in Texas. Are you?
Okay. All
right. I'm going to Google right now. I'm going to Google Five Guys Austin. It's going to be like a picture of Five Guys with like somebody wearing suspenders and a hipster like mandolin, because they're probably like
the crazy thing is I actually dressed up with the rest of the family as Five Guys for Halloween, as in Noah was wearing a Five Guys outfit, though, like she worked there, and then the rest of us, me, Rachel, the three boys, we all dressed up as different versions of Guy Fieri. So like, the fact that I dressed up as Five Guys and have never had Five Guys seems crazy.
There's three in Austin. Are you near the Arboretum? Do you know where that is, the Arboretum?
Barely left my house in 3.5 years. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, there's three Five Guys in Austin at least. So that's ridiculous. I can't – Five Guys, in my opinion, is fantastic. Five Guys is good. That was a great first question. Okay, onion ring or French fry? You have both on the menu. What are you going?
It's gotta be here's the thing. Like, it kind of depends on the onion ring. I'm a huge onion ring fan. I love onion rings, but they've got to be crispy, not like soggy. I mean, I think that just kind of goes with onion rings. But if you end up having a not totally crispy onion ring, it's just a waste of an onion ring.
Okay, so follow up question: have you ever had an onion loaf?
I have not. Well, wait, is that like a Bloomin' Onion over at the old Outback Steakhouse?
Yeah, but it's in the size. It's in the shape of a loaf, and they sold it near us in college, some restaurant. And it was kind of like they had formed a bunch of like thin onion rings into a loaf, and it got bigger the more you ate it, and it was $5. So like when we didn't have money, we didn't all grow up with like cool Broncos and glasses and stuff. So I had to eat onion loaves. And so you've never had an onion loaf? You've never known that struggle?
I've never had an onion loaf. I have had a Bloomin' Onion. If that counts, then I've kind of had an onion loaf.
Bloomin' Onion's good.
Oh, Bloomin' Onion's delicious.
Yeah.
It is delicious.
Have you ever ordered one by yourself? You're at Outback by yourself and you say, I'm going to have a steak. And then you go, you know, while I'm here, let me get a Bloomin' Onion. And you know you shouldn't. But there's
I've never eaten at the old Outback Steakhouse by myself.
Really? Do you, when you eat by yourself, do you bring a book so you don't look like a loser? Or do you stay on your phone, or you just try to chat up the waiter?
Like my phone, it's probably my phone. It's definitely not normally a book reading kind of thing. Like, if I'm going to go eat by myself, I'm probably going to have my phone out. I'll tend to want to sit like in the the bar area where there's a sports book
kind of TV
thing happening.
You're like, hey, how's the sport game going, guys?
Like, yeah, hey, is there a ball being thrown? Fantastic.
Oh, man, are the Reds in town? Yeah. I brought a book yesterday to the dermatologist. So I went to the dermatologist, get a check on the moles. Like, I'm an older gentleman. I'm in the gown. And I'm reading a book, and I was like, this is a scene. This is a vibe. Like, I don't know that a lot of people are in the paper gown reading it, because I had a book. I was on The Inner Game of Tennis. Great book on mindset. If you've never read it, best book on mindset I've ever read. Inner Game of Tennis. And I was like, I want to read this. And so when they came in, I was like, oh, hey, guys, what's going on? Just reading my book. And then I was like, can you throw this book on my clothes? And then they threw the book on the clothes, and we proceeded with the appointment. But I felt like I was getting better in that moment.
Like you're a better adult than me, that you, one, are person enough to have created a dermatologist appointment. Congratulations.
I called on myself. I did it myself. I did it myself on the phone.
I've had a green mole on my arm for years. Yeah. I'm not going to the dermatologist. Yeah. It's either going to take my arm or I'm going to be fine. I'm not sure. Yeah. But
are you right-handed? Second, you'll be fine. If you're right-handed, you'll be fine.
It's fine. Yeah. But that separately, you brought a book to a dermatologist. I mean, it's just like you're an adult, basically. And yeah. I'm proud.
Well, I was like, I'm here to get better for my body, but also my mind. That's what I was saying in that moment. I want you to check this. I'm going to work on this while we're doing. So I thought it was helpful.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Another question. Do you think you'll ever meet Don Cheadle?
Oh, I actually have.
Have you already? You
Don Cheadle.
Yeah, I forget that you were like Mr. Walt Disney for like 92 years.
Okay. So this is a good story. So, I have a hair on my chinny chin chin.
There's a bunch. Is Heidi just now noticing your beard for the first time? Is that what that was? Like, Heidi, there's a lot on under his nose too.
It's a beard. So there was this charity thing that Ben Affleck and Matt Damon were doing for some length of time, where they were competing with each other to see who could raise the most money between water and something else. And I don't remember what it was.
I think the charity you're talking about is How Do You Like Dem Apples. Is that the name of the charity?
I believe it was called How Do You Like Dem Apples. Okay. And they end up having a poker event where if you were to pay $10,000 per seat, all of the money going straight to charity, you could go to this poker tournament. And so the Walt Disney Company is reached out to support their charity. And because they're, you know, like movie stars, and they also happen to know the person who is running our studio, he says, sure, we'll go ahead and buy a couple of tickets.
Yeah.
And then because I happen to be known as the human who liked to play poker, they're like, hey, you want to go play poker? And I was like, yes, I do. So I got this free ticket to go to this tournament. I ended up getting to bring Rachel because there were two tickets. Yep. And she gets to go play upstairs in the, like, I don't really know totally how to play yet game that Kevin Pollak is teaching people how to play poker in. And I get to play in the tournament downstairs. And by the end of the tournament, this is like the greatest situation that could possibly happen in the history of time. Rachel told the story in her book about how Matt Damon was part of the reason why she moved to LA, and that he was the person that she wanted to marry more than anything. Now she has a full opportunity, if their marriage were to fall apart, to actually have that happen.
That's true. But that's true.
I'm just saying, who knows, second chances. But she comes downstairs from having done well in the amateur game with Kevin Pollak And I am now sitting at the final table next to Matt Damon. And across from the table is Don Cheadle. Now, there are three other people that are there, including a Hemsworth. And because it is now the final
table. Wait, which Hemsworth? That matters. Give us, like, top tier, here's the thing. Upper shelf?
It was mid-tier Hemsworth, but because his brother was also there, so yeah. Liam is sitting next to Matt, but then the Thor is now standing over the shoulder of his younger brother. So
Are you taller than Thor?
I am taller than Thor.
Have you put that on, like, resumes and stuff? Because
it's in my LinkedIn bio. The bottom line is, Rachel comes down. I am sitting at this table, and I'm trying to play it very cool, though I am inside, of course, this is the most ridiculous thing ever. And she comes to sit down next to me. Matt's wife is sitting just on the other side of him. And I said, hey, Rachel, can I introduce you to my friend Matt Damon?
Yeah.
And she, nice. In a very composed way, was like, oh, yes, thank you very much. And Don Cheadle, of course, is. So anyway, the bottom line ends up being Don Cheadle and I had one moment. I busted out. The person who ended up winning had an ability to match the amount of money that we had been challenged at the table. So they raised just a ton of money for charity. And it was one of the cooler nights of my life. But I got a chance to meet Don Cheadle.
You did meet Don. I had no idea. That's why these conversations are fun and I'm so good at them, is because I start with questions like that. And then you probably have already met Don Cheadle. Follow-up question. What do you think is the best Pop-Tart flavor? And if you tell me right now, like, John, I eat organic Pop-Tarts. I'm on a diet with Heidi and the Pop-Tarts are from like a farm. I don't want that answer. Like, I want off-the-shelf Pop-Tarts normal humans can buy, not like special Pop-Tarts from like Laguna.
I'm going to break your heart, John.
Wait, no, you're not. You don't eat Pop-Tarts?
I can't tell you. I mean, I think I've taken a bite of a Pop-Tart, but I can't tell you for sure that I have.
Wait, in your life?
Here's the thing. I don't like cake.
It's not cake.
It's a pastry. Yeah,
it's a pie crust.
It's a pastry. It's a pastry.
I'm sorry. I don't know who I'm with.
I need crispy. Do Pop-Tarts get crispy?
Yes.
Were you a child or were you just born this tall, this old?
This is what's also weird. We should get Dave and Patty Hollis, Dave Sr. I did not have access to the things that most people are given access to as a child, including Pop-Tart. All of the TV stuff that we've talked about previously.
Yeah, but I get that. Like, those were sinful. Like, no, like, Jesus wasn't against Pop-Tarts. Like, he wasn't like, you can't have Pop-Tarts.
This was about money. Like, we had to eat the, we didn't have Cheerios. We had a bag that said Toasted O's.
Oh, yeah,
and so
sure.
The idea that I would have access to Pop-Tarts was just like, beyond our means.
Yeah, but okay, so let's fast forward a few years. You're like, the crazy thing is, I go, you think you'll ever meet Don Cheadle? And you're like, I have met him. I played a $10,000 round of poker with him. That you have an answer to. Dave, what's a favorite Pop-Tart? That one blows you away and goes, I don't know if I've ever eaten one. You like, somewhere between, I had to eat Toastios because, you know, we had to buy bag cereal from the bottom shelf, like Frody Pebbles, not Fruity Pebbles.
Frody.
I played $10,000 poker with the. You've arrived, dude. It's time. Like, today,
right.
You could buy every Pop-Tart in the store. It's time.
I think my answer is strawberry.
Frosted strawberry.
Frosted.
Frosted.
Gotta be frosted.
Yeah.
Frosted strawberry.
I just want to make a list of, like, things you can do. And one's Five Guys, and one is you can eat a Pop-Tart. Like, it's just, I feel like I'm really stretching you. Like, I don't want to say I'm your life coach, but in a way, I am your life coach.
I haven't lived.
Jeez. Okay. What do you think you'll watch the Amazon series of Lord of the Rings? They're working on it. There's a lot of buzz. It's really big. I think I already know the answer because you're a monster. But what do you think? Any interest?
Okay, with the money that I have accumulated in my life,
yeah,
I would pay nearly all of it to not have to watch 1 second of the Lord of the Rings series.
No, that's terrible, dude. That's terrible. It's going to be good, maybe.
Los! I wish, can we get three-way and get Los in here and have him save me, please? He's commenting now. Goodness.
He's telling me, touch the screen. I'm touching it, Los. This is, you see my finger, like, you, oh! Okay.
Oh, finally. Here's the thing.
I know.
I was made to watch one of the Lord of the Rings movies early on in my marriage to Rachel, and we've been through a lot. That was one of the low points of my marriage.
Oh, come on.
Because of Lord of the Rings?
I don't know that people understand the real deal, like, behind the scenes they get on here. Like, she might marry Matt Damon. One of the low parts of your marriage was you had to watch a Lord of the Rings movie. But what if one of your kids wants to watch it? Will you watch it with them?
They can watch it over at Rachel's house because now we have two houses.
Come on, dude. Come on. This is ridiculous. Okay. Follow-up question. How do you describe what you do for a living? So you're at the Outback, you're at the bar, you're watching some sports bar, like ball. A guy next to you who's a mid-tier accountant from Omaha says, hey, fella, what do you do? How do you describe what you do for a living?
What's so funny is I told this story recently. I went and visited my Grandma Lee. She's 99 and a half. Amazing. Mm-hmm. She has lived this amazing life. And she said to me, dead serious, do you have a career? You know, like, yeah. You know, she likes to check and make sure, yeah. Like, yeah. And I was like, yeah, like, I just got done telling you how excited I am to send you my book that you asked, mm-hmm, if you could read when you said you only had a few books left to read in your life. I wrote a book, so, like, I'm an author. She's like, yes, but do you have a career? You know, so, yeah. I have to practice saying this because that's the way that I would have to try and explain it to Grandma. So I tend to say I'm an author, podcaster, and coach, and leave it at that. And then when someone's like, well, what does that mean? Like, do you have to wear pants to work? And I'm like, no, yeah, of course not. Right. Like,
yeah.
I mean, like, my schedule, like your schedule, is just like every single week is completely different. And so when I'm in a window where I'm finishing a book, I'm really, you know, I think of myself mostly like an author during that window,
yeah,
or when I'm launching a book, I think of myself as an author. But in the times when I'm not, it depends. Am I speaking on a stage? Am I doing something inside of a coaching community? Am I, you know, doing my show on the podcast? Yeah. Someone wrote down influencer. Like, it's a weird word, but like, I also, like, I guess in some respects am an influencer, which doesn't, like, feels weird, but okay.
Yeah, but you totally are, because I got a Dave Hollis ad the other day for The Scale. And I was like,
no, I know.
I was like, he is an influencer.
Yeah,
I was like,
that's right.
I know, like, him. And I was excited because I was like, I know him. That was
You
fun.
Know this guy. He's yeah. trying to hawk scales on the internet. Like, yeah, it's part of what I do.
Hey, I don't, you know, like, I get it.
We're still looking for a sponsor for this show. Maybe exactly. Chomps can be our sponsor. Yeah, I'm selling Chomps online.
What's Chomps?
Oh, it's like beef jerky sticks. They're amazing.
Are they out of Austin?
They called me and said, can we send you some Chomps? And I said, sure, send your Chomps my way.
Send them on. I'm trying to get a gummy bear sponsor. There's a gummy Ooh. Bear, Albanese. They're in Indiana. Oh,
we bought some yesterday at Best Buy. They sell them at Best Buy, which is weird because you don't go there for the gummy best. Bears, but they're the best.
Every time you eat one, you're going to realize every other gummy bear you've ever had is stale. And so, like, if they were like, hey, we want you to be an official sponsor, I would be in an Albanese shirt right now.
Right.
And I'd be like, hey, what's the,
like,
and I'd
Albanese
be like,
gummy bear costume?
You want a soundtrack poster? What are these? What? Look what? At these.
Wait a second.
These are, oh, look at that.
What? Look at that handsome face.
They actually did a really good job on these. The guy who did it, the conquering creative. Look, it's like a flow chart where you can ask your soundtrack questions. Like, it's super helpful.
I love this.
So, last question. How's book launch coming? That's a business one. Let's talk business. I mean, it's business time. It's, fly to the Concords. Let's go.
I'm like super, super excited about the way that the launch has gone so far. We started our first week of coaching a week ago Monday. So now we're what, like 15 days in or no? We're like 9-10 days in, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. We're in the second week of this 90-day thing that we're calling 90 Days of Courage. Last week, it was more a kickoff. This week, it's all about fear and limiting beliefs. we've got like 5,500 humans that have jumped into the launch community.
That's amazing. And
it's dope. I mean, it's so cool because not only are I think they getting good value out of the stuff that we're offering as a thank you for pre-ordering the book, but there's now this community page where they're all posting. They're either like, hey, I did this thing and I want somebody to encourage me and they're just being encouraged, or I'm going through this thing and I'd love to get a little support. And it's just, it's been bonkers. So
awesome,
if you are, if you're interested, MrDaveHollis.com/book, it is a thing that immediately after you've pre-ordered the book, you get into this community, you get this rad e-course about finding your why and one about resiliency and mindset. But more than that, you just get into community. And so it's just been, it's been so cool.
I love that, dude. I love hearing that. I get to see you guys, I get to see you next week. We're going to be in this office.
We're going to be in this office. Wait a second. I'm really nervous. Where's the banner?
Oh, it's, don't worry. It's right over there. I just, it's still here. The banner.
Okay.
I auctioned it off for charity. Don Cheadle was like, I'll give you 10 grand for that banner for charity. And I was like, you know what, Don Cheadle? I'll do that. And I don't, I mean, when Don Cheadle asked for your banner, you answered the call. And you're like, Donnie C. Donnie C. I don't think anybody calls him Donnie C. I will show you one last thing. Speaking of community, look what somebody in my community sent me. It is a Lego of my podcast.
Yes.
So you had to build it, but if you look like close, like it's tiny, tiny Legos. And look, that's me right there.
That is amazing.
And it was thousands of pieces and it's massive. And I was so, a woman named Brittany said, I listen to your podcast. I know you like Lego sets. And so that was super. You'll see that when I see you next week. I thought
that is amazing. What else is going on in your world? Like, what's going on with, like, I know the book has, like, been amazing, but, like, what do you still do now to promote the book after the book has come down?
Oh, I'll tell you one thing off camera that you need to do with your launch team. That's just fantastic. Okay. But we've got a new challenge coming up in September called the Back to Challenge. Like, September is the second new year. In January and September, there's natural momentum to get goals done. And when I worked in retail for Home Depot, we treated September like a new year because all the back to school momentum. So it's what I call a slingshot month. It's a chance for you to slingshot yourself into the rest of the year. So we've got a challenge coming up. I'm doing my podcast. And I'm hoping things like that, live events keep happening. Like that's, I'm like, come on. Like, let's go.
I'm nervous. I'm nervous.
Yeah, I know, dude. There's rumblings. So the reason I asked you how you describe your career is somebody asked me, like an older neighbor that I know is not watching this, said, I don't even know what you do for a living. And I was like, the way you said that doesn't sound completely like a compliment. It's like, sounds a little bit like not a nice thing to say. And it made me laugh because I was like, it's an older person that was like, I don't know what you're like. And I was like, don't worry about it. Like, you'll be asking me for Albanese gummy bears in like a week. When you
yes,
see
you
me
will.
Pull up and my car is wrapped with just like a big gummy bear.
Just a big gummy bear.
Oh, I will like totally do that for gummy bears. So, dude, I see you next Wednesday, right?
Wednesday, I'm coming to town.
The 18th. All right. I need to have some Pop-Tarts. That's what I need to have.
Strawberry frosted, please.
Man, you're gonna be like, what? And you'll, here's the thing, Dave. There's two in each package. You're going to think there's only one because Toastio's set you up for that. But when you open the package, you get two. And you know what? They're both yours. They're both yours. You don't have to share them. You get to eat both of them. So, guys, enjoy Five Guys. I assume you're headed there right now.
On our way. On our way.
Yeah, please go to Five. Heidi, always delightful to see you.
Good to see you,
oh,
too.
Yeah. Wait, Heidi's big into Crumble? Did I just
say,
I love Crumble.
Dude, their branding is genius. Like their brand, like
we bought a cookie. We bought two cookies last night.
And I ate both of them.
Those cookies were $3.97 each.
They were like $5 each.
They were
worth it.
Here's the thing. They were delicious.
They're the
Lululemon.
They're the Lululemon of cookies.
I was pushing a button to order a cookie and I actually looked at Heidi and I was like, could you imagine the marketing and branding geniuses that convinced me to spend $4 on a
People have the app. People, my friends have the app and they go, here's the new flavors. You have an app that's updating you on cookie flavors. Like, that's genius. I mean, but it's also hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, in the 90s, you never would have been like, oh man, chips a whole.
All right. We're going to see you on Wednesday. And when I say we're going to see you, don't close the door before she walks into. She's coming with.
Sorry, I'll be there.
Hey, all right. All right, good. It'll be a tag team. Let's go. Let's go.
All right.
All right. Love you guys.
Have a good Friday. Have a good weekend, everybody. Yeah.